You're listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt, psychic medium, licensed teacher, and energy healer, with more than 12 years experience working with clients and students from all over the world. You'll receive messages that'll show you how to manifest a life you truly love, from empowering personal development to discovering your very own inner magic. The secrets shall be revealed. I was just flipping my tarot deck, and the card that just popped out was the Queen of Wands. And this is a beautiful, wonderful card that I absolutely love. It's one of my favorite cards of the deck, and this actually gets me really excited because as I was shuffling the deck, I asked for a card to give you inspiration, and I actually created a course. It is called From Fear to Flow, and the Queen of Wands is the main card in the course, and it's all symbolic for creating the reality that you want, for trusting in yourself, for invoking this confidence that you have within you by being and expressing and living your life through your expressions and by trusting in what it is that you want to do and what you want to create. It's all about creation. So in tarot, the wands represent creativity. They represent action. They represent going for it, and they represent movement. And I always think of, like, if you had a wand, or if you want to think of it as like a stick or a staff, or the Statue of Liberty is coming to me. And there's this fire on the end of this wand, and it's just like this movement of energy and this brightness and this lightness and this vibrance, this intensity of creating your reality by invoking the magic that you have within you. That is what the Queen of Wands is all about. There's tons of different representations of, or I should say illustrations of, what the Queen of Wands looks like and feels like. But ultimately, in my own perspective and the way that I think of it, and for tarot readers out there as well would probably agree, it's all about invoking this feminine creative energy within you and feeling confident about what it is that you want to create in this world. Now, perhaps you might not know what it is that you want to create. Well, start to get inspired. Start to visualize and feel and just explore and dabble and find a way to express yourself. But I feel like the Queen of Wands is already expressing herself. She's already doing it. If you're not already, this is your invitation from your spirit guides, from Source, from the universe, however you want to think of it. This is your invitation to feel confident with your natural abilities, with your gifts, with your strengths, with this magic that you hold within you, is to invoke it from the inside out. If you're not sure, look at what you just naturally love to do. Now, I'm talking about something more creative, okay? A way of expressing yourself. I do feel like you are an artist in your own way, but what I'm saying is this could be expressing yourself verbally, or you could be writing, you could be using a pen, you could be using your, like I said, a voice, you could be using your body, you could be running, you could be dancing, you could be doing yoga, you could be doing anything. You could be inspiring others with your positive attitude on life. You could be expressing yourself, but it's all about taking what it is that you have within you and offering it out somewhat in some way, and giving it out to others in some way. And the Queen of Wands does this. Now, she might not always 100% feel confident. Maybe there's this part of her that, you know, we all have as human beings, where they all have this tiny bit of apprehension. But for the most part, she knows within her heart and her soul that she's supposed to be expressing herself. You are supposed to be expressing yourself and your feelings and these dreams that you have within you. How do you want to use your magic within to express yourself from the inside out? What is your message? What do you want to do? Who do you want to help? How do you want to do it? Think about how you want to connect with your higher self. What type of relationship do you want to have with your higher self? Do you want to continue ignoring your dreams and your wishes and your desires? Or do you want to give your higher self that time to be listened to, that time to be acknowledged, that time to dream together and manifest together? What type of relationship do you want to have with your higher self? With this symbology of the Queen of Wands, who is it that you are meant to be? Who is it? What is it that you're supposed to be expressing? What is it that you're supposed to be creating from the inside out? This is your moment to start digging deeper. This is your moment. This is your calling. This is a sign. I don't ever really say that, but this is the sign. This is what you've been thinking about and wanting. Is this encouragement and confirmation. This is the confirmation to do what it is that you've been wanting to do. It might be scary, but listen to me, you're going to eventually feel more confident the more that you do it. Confidence comes after action. Get into the action of doing it, and then you're going to start feeling confident. That's when it takes place, not before, not the opposite. You're never going to feel totally confident in doing something right off the bat, unless you were just, you know, easily naturally born with it, but which we all have natural talents, right? But what I'm saying is, even then, you're still going to need to invoke that confidence by continually taking action. And maybe the stall in your natural ability is, you know, that you're naturally good at playing the piano, for example. You don't want to just play the piano for yourself. You don't want to just play it in your room. You don't want to just be good at the piano, playing it by yourself or for yourself or just for your family. You have this sense that you want to offer your music and offer this muse that plays within you and offer this out to other people. You want to give other people this sense of chill that you experience, this sense of joy that you experience. But the part that might not be so natural to you is then getting in front of a camera. Okay, so then you need to work on getting in front of the camera. Now, you might think, well, I'm not confident getting in front of the camera. Well, that's where that comes in, where you're going to start to feel confident after you take the action of getting in front of the camera. You've got to continually do it multiple times. If you know that's what you need to do in order to really do what you want to do, then you're gonna have to do it. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. This is your sign to start to express what it is that's within you. You might not even know what it is that you want to express. If that's the case, ask for guidance. Ask, how can I express what I feel within me? What do I need to do? Do I need to take a course? Do I need to talk to someone? Do I need to get a reading? Do I need to travel? Do I need to cry? Do I need to go to the store and buy utensils and materials and products? Or do I need to let something go? Do I need to clear out space? What is it that you need to do? You can ask for guidance. Give yourself a moment. The answer might not come immediately, but trust that it'll come. The idea will come. The notion will come, and then it's up to you to take the action. The Queen of Wands is all about taking the action. It's about creative action, your creative callings. Get into the action of your creative callings. It's now time to do so. It's now the time to invoke the Queen of Wands within you, your inner magic. Invoke it now. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.